Lecture 8, John, Jesus, the Man from Heaven.
To this point, we've been considering the portrayals of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, books called the Synoptic Gospels, because they have so many traditions in common that they can be laid side by side and be seen together, the literal meaning of the word synoptic. Despite their numerous similarities to one another, we've seen that these three Gospels each has a distinctive emphasis in its portrayal of Jesus. This is even more true of the Gospel of John, the fourth Gospel, a book that is so different from the other three that sometimes it's known among scholars as a maverick Gospel. Traditionally, the Gospel has been ascribed to John, the son of Zebedee, one of Jesus' closest disciples. This ascription cannot be found until near the end of the second century. As with the other Gospels, this book is anonymous. The author doesn't name himself, and interestingly enough, the name John, son of Zebedee, doesn't occur in this Gospel at all, which people who thought that it was written by John have taken to be an act of modesty on the author's part, and people who thought that it wasn't written by John have taken to as an indication that, in fact, John wasn't very important to this author, which just shows that evidence can be read any way a person likes. In any event, the ascription to John didn't occur till near the end of the second century, and there are some reasons for thinking that John, the son of Zebedee, did not write the book. In our earlier sources, John is portrayed, John himself, as a lower-class peasant from Galilee who presumably, since he was a Jewish peasant in Galilee, spoke Aramaic. Since he was lower class, he probably wasn't well educated or literate. And so the idea that he composed an entire book in Greek seems somewhat unlikely, given his own circumstances. Moreover, we know from the New Testament itself that John was thought to have been illiterate. Acts chapter 4, verse 13 calls him that, and there's nothing to counter that evidence, at least in our earlier sources. For these reasons, it seems somewhat unlikely that John was directly responsible for writing this book, which appears to have been produced near the end of the first century, possibly around the year 90 or 95 of the Common Era, A.D., 65 years or so after Jesus himself had died. As was the case with the other Gospels, I'll continue calling this one John in lieu of a better option. In very rough outline, John is like the other Gospels. Here, too, is an account of Jesus teaching and healing leading up to his death and resurrection in Jerusalem. Moreover, John shares several stories with the other Gospels, especially in the Passion narrative. In other words, in very broad terms, this is similar to the other Gospels. But the differences between John and the Synoptics are particularly striking. I want to spend most of this lecture talking about the differences between John and the Synoptics as a way of highlighting John's own distinctive emphases about Jesus. First, I want to talk about the differences in contents between John and the Synoptics. It is striking that John lacks most of the stories that form the backbone of the synoptic portrayals of Jesus. When you think through a skeletal outline of what Jesus does in the synoptic gospels, you would have many of the following stories. In two of them, of course, Matthew and Luke, he's born of a virgin in Bethlehem. In all three of the synoptic gospels, he begins his public ministry by being baptized by John. He then is tempted by the devil in the wilderness. He comes out of the wilderness and proclaims the coming kingdom of God, principally according to the synoptics, by telling parables. He does many miracles, particularly casting out demons. Halfway through the synoptic gospels, he's transfigured before his disciples. He takes Peter, James, and John up onto a mountain, and he begins to radiate his glory before them. He's transfigured in their presence.